the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
XO Agency and Brandon 307 present Wild Jam 2025. Outdoor concerts in downtown Sheridan. Rodeo Week. Boots hit the ground starting Thursday night with a free concert benefiting NAMI with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Friday, Chancey Williams.
More cowboys.
And Saturday, Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me tonight?
Wild Jam 2025, presented by XO Agency and Brandon 307. Get your tickets online at wildjam.com.
When hail strikes, call the pros. Nate here with Pro Plus Roofing. Hail can cause damage to your home that may not be visible to the untrained eye. Give us a call for a free inspection and, if needed, a no-obligation estimate. We are licensed, bonded, and insured contractor in all of northeastern Wyoming and an endorsed, certified contractor for Malarkey Roofing Products, Owens Corning, and a CertainTeed Master Installer. Don't trust your biggest investment to an unestablished company. Call the pros. Pro Plus Roofing, 682-0889. In Sheridan, 675-0889.
Wow, they're at it again. Farmers Co-op is serving brat burgers, jalapeno brats, and Philly cheesesteak brats out in front of the store today from 11 to 1. Stop by for a brat burger or a brat and a 20-ounce soda for just $6.50. They must have been hanging out too long in the sun. A brat burger and 20-ounce drink for just $6.50, 11 to 1, today and other select Fridays throughout the summer at Farmers Co-op, 1450 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll discover a gemstone as rare as it is remarkable, alexandrite. Famous for its dramatic color change from emerald green in the...
From Sheridan Media News, it's time for Open Line Friday. Your chance to join the conversation and talk about what you want to talk about. Call the Jackson Electric Open Line at 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. And now your host for Open Lines, Ron Richter and Aaron Palmer.
Welcome to the Friday Paul's News Talk, 930 KROE. Ron Richter alongside Aaron Linden and Floyd Whiting.
The opening may have been dated.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were starting
from the archives.
We were starting off with a retro opening. We were going with the retro look. Anyway,
I like it.
Friday Paul's Jackson Electric call in lines are 672-5763, 674-4444, and 674-4443. The First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question left no doubt in anyone's mind. Do you think manners and civility are on the decline? 90% said yes. 4% said somewhat. And then we had 4% said bugger off.
Which I kind of liked.
Yeah.
Did you? Are you the 4%?
No, I'm not. I'm actually, I was like part of that 90%. Is anybody shocked by this?
No.
I mean,
no.
You walk out the door and you see it. It's sad, right?
Well,
I hold the door open for people
and they look surprised.
They look at me like I'm a serial killer.
Yes. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah. Why?
Are you going to mug me?
Yeah. Do you want a tip? What? Yeah. Get out of my way.
I don't know. I haven't really experienced that.
I have. I was actually, that was going to be my take was, I have noticed, because I've always been like that. I always hold the, I mean, I was 12 years old and I learned to hold the door open for adults that were behind me when we were going into an establishment. That was just how I was raised.
Well,
and it was commonplace. That's what you did. You didn't even think twice about it. And now, you know, and it was like, oh, thank you. And, you know, and now they look at you funny, like it's, and some people will be like, oh, thank you, you know.
But
they still
very
always
rarely.
Look a little shocked.
Well,
it.
I'll just call it. I mean, it's part of the whole woke thing. Like, how dare you hold the door open for a woman?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it is. I think that part of it is I can hold the door open for my own self. And it's like, man. Well, yeah, you can, but you know what? I'd hold it for a guy. I'd hold it for a kid. I'd hold it for...
Whoa.
I open the door for crayons.
The target every conservative is woke. No, it's woke. Oh, you're so woke. Woke.
But...
Play nice, kids.
There is. I'll open the door for Aaron and on the car. And people look at me like, what is this? And it's... I don't know.
You're the concierge.
I am the concierge.
It's got nothing to do with woke.
Okay, forget I brought it up, Floyd.
It's
despite what it has to do with, what is contributing it to it, you know, what is making it a reality. I mean, I think the majority of Americans see it, but like I kind of said to you guys off the air, and I don't want to belittle our poll or any poll or survey or study, but how many people are saying, yes, it's on the decline, but are actually
contributing to it the entire time?
They are the reason why it is on the decline. Yeah. Because that's another survey that I saw online was that most of the people that are saying it's on the decline think they are taking no role in that, but it has to be. You can't have 75% of the American population saying, yes, manners and civility are on the decline.
And it's only the 25% that are doing it?
Yeah, it's not me.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's like, well... Seriously? I mean, I don't, you know, just because someone cut you off in traffic, you don't have to give them the two-finger salute.
I don't know. I think, honestly, if you would have asked this question of people in the Great Depression, that have said the same thing.
It's always been that way?
Always. It's always been this way. The only difference is now we can hear more voices.
We'll hear more about it.
And you get people who were, you know, these keyboard cowboys.
Right, exactly.
Who want to jump on there and just be rude on social media. And other people think, well, I can take that attitude onto the street. I really do not feel that this is the decline of any kind of Western civilization or anything like that. It's just you see it more.
I could see that just because everyone has a voice now.
Yeah, and you know, when you're driving down the road in 1988 and someone cuts you off, you're just as irritated then as you are now.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Floyd. It is, because...
It's just now you can go on rants and raves and
yes.
go nuts about it.
See, and there was no Instagrams, there was no Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter,
and you've given people a platform to do just that.
Yes.
Right.
Get on there, be rude, be mean. And then you get those things. And here's the deal. I can get on here and I can complain about everything that I know a majority of individuals out there agree with and or disagree with. I can make individuals hate me and they will tune into this show to dislike me.
Mm.
That's it. Not because they enjoy anything, but because they want to feel that anger.
They need it.
I'm not saying that they need it.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's the idea that we have grown to the point where we'd rather be right or appear right than polite.
Ooh.
And when I talk to you, I need to devalue everything you say to make you look stupid so that I appear smarter.
That's so weird to me.
See,
I just don't do that. I don't, like, why?
You get people who jump online and they're like, oh, you need to do your research. You're such an idiot. You know?
Clowns.
Yeah.
Smartest person in the room thing is usually the least smartest.
Right.
Yeah.
Something that's perfected that, and I think has kind of bled over into everything else, is sports talk radio. There's not a better example of just, even if you're right or wrong, the loudest person in the room is the person that's going to get the most clicks.
We were talking about this the other day with Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
He literally was ticking me off to the point of like, do you even know what you're talking about? And I'm like, yeah, apparently, because he's got me listening to him.
Exactly. There's no other, like, for something like that, the thing that sells is the clicks.
Yes.
So they bled over into Rush as well, and then also a bunch of other political commentary stuff that started to just be like, hey, the thing that makes us the money is the clicks, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That's a great comparison, James, with the sports, because, we were talking about this the other day, James and I, upstairs, about Colin Cowherd. He was just, I don't even want to get into it, but
just loud.
James is like, well, that's what he does, and that's why he's good at what he does. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Because he had me listening to his BS because I was so mad at what he was saying. Because I was so opposed to what he was saying, but I still tuned in and watched it.
The whole show, I'll bet, yeah. Right? Yeah, you were right there.
Because watched it twice.
Well, I kept thinking, he can't be this stupid, can he? You know, he's going to correct himself sometime during this program, isn't
now,
he?
Now, think about how famous Rush Limbaugh was, okay? He had just as many haters
yes.
paying attention tuning to in. His show
yeah.
that as he did anybody who liked him. You didn't hear about the haters because they screened all those calls. There's a lot of practices that those people used to do that I wasn't a big fan of because he didn't like to argue. He liked to be right.
Right.
Which again, sure. There you go. Just don't include that voice in the conversation, but that would anger folks even more and they'd call in and tune in.
Well, now even more so you got to think about what that clip will do on social media. And that's even,
See, it's just like clickbait stuff, yeah. Right? I mean, you put up, well, in journalism, right? If it bleeds, it leads, yep. Right? Like the most outrageous story is going to get the most eyes on it.
You can sell fear like you wouldn't believe, baby.
I'd go the other way. I just don't want to even pay attention to it.
You know, you think about it, and it's nothing new, guys.
None right, it's it just, it's more in your face
it's just
all
more
the
in
time.
Your face. Yeah. I mean, like, if you really want to see some dirty politics, read some of the newspapers. Or, well, I think there was only a handful of them.
Oh, yeah, some of the yellow journalism.
We're talking about, like, around the time of the Founding Fathers,
yes.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about, there was no standards about what you could write
or
say
it,
about
it didn't
somebody.
Get shared on social media, so it didn't really happen.
Right.
Well, Town Crier went out the middle of the street, and then the pubs got full of the rumors then.
Yeah.
You know? It still happens. It's just a different format.
A different form of social media and sharing.
Yep, and more people are involved in the conversation.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, globally, you know, it's funny. Because the population now compared to 150 years ago is just exponentially more.
And we had a discussion about how you used to have to be someone to be heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
To get a microphone put in your face, you had to have a title.
You had to be somebody, and now everybody is somebody. And, I mean, that's fine. Freedom of speech, awesome. But the idiots also have that same platform.
Everybody gets to chime in, you know. And this is why you get on subjects or individuals who have various theories. There's the dark enlightenment theory, something that you and I were talking about. It's terrifying, you know, where this fascist basically says the American people can no longer govern themselves. Democracy has failed because you can't have every voice involved. And so there needs to be just an elite group of rich individuals who are invested in this country to control everything and to get things done.
We've got a caller who's been patiently waiting. Charlene, go ahead. You are on the Jackson Electric line.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I have an issue that's kind of a concern as well as a complaint, and it's about the intersection where Broadway crosses 5th Street by the Sheridan Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're heading north, there is mass confusion about what lane goes what direction.
Yes.
And half the people do it wrong. The problem is it changed. We were all trained to do one thing, and that was marked on the pavement that the inside lane was for left turn only, and the outside lane was for straight ahead.
And several
right
months
turn.
Ago, they changed it. They kind of reversed
exactly.
it.
Exactly. They changed it. It's the other way now, and the markings are still visible on the street pavement.
Yes.
That's the problem. There is a sign as you approach the intersection that shows the correct way to do the lanes, but people apparently either don't notice it or they ignore it, and they look at what's on the pavement. Well, now it's really confusing because there's two sets of markings, one of which is current.
They're both
really faded.
Charlene, I use that road every day, and I know exactly what you're talking about and how frustrating it is because I've almost been sideswiped and almost been hit head on when I've been going south on that street, because people are coming right at me that are supposed to be turning, and vice versa.
I'm really surprised there's not been a huge wreck at that intersection because of this, and the street needs to be remarked. I don't know if that falls under the street department or under the sign division, but somebody needs to get down there and grind out the old markings and redo them, because people are totally confused. About half the people do it wrong.
I know.
And I drive that way frequently as well, because I live on down Broadway to the north, and I always assume people are going to do it wrong.
Charlene, you might be my neighbor.
Wait to see.
So,
you know, it's really frustrating. And I thought, well, maybe if I call in on public ball, someone from the city will hear this.
Yes, thank you.
And will address it.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's certain intersections I avoid.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go out of my way just to not take that road.
Because of
things like that.
I live over there, and it's almost impossible not to sometimes use that road. I went around. I kind of take Main Street now,
uh-huh,
and yep. then turn on 5th and go up, because I live on 10th. And it's like I used to always go that, and then turn right there by the car dealership.
It's crazy.
And now I can't, because it's like it is confusion fusion at that intersection.
Yes.
It is insanity.
If there isn't one of the 100 trains going by every day.
Don't get me started on that. The trains.
It's when they stop that I get irritated. And they just sit there. I'm like, come on,
and it's
man.
Just the engine. You're yeah. like, you couldn't have gone another 50
Come
feet,
on.
Like, for
at
real?
At 5 o'clock and at noon.
It makes me wonder, it makes me wonder if the engineers are in there and they're just giggling. They're like, what are you going to do?
They're like, look, you owe me $5 if I stop this thing right here.
I think there is some credence to that idea. I really do.
You want to see a lot of people in town get mad?
Yep.
And hey. Lose their civility?
Yeah, watch this.
Yeah. Do we want to ruin some people's day today? Well... It's noon. Look at all these people going trying to get lunch. Let's make sure they're late.
Yeah, and why is it?
It's always at the busiest time.
Yes. And the only reason I say that is because that's usually the only time I kind of roll into town.
Right.
You know, like grab something to eat, or hey, it's lunch. I can run down and get this done real quick and run back. And then I hit that dang intersection. And I'm like, here come the arms. And I'm like, man, I swear someone's watching on that hill, and they're like, here
it's
he comes.
It's just for you.
Here he comes. Lower it.
Do it now. But wait until he gets so far in that he can't back up and get out of here. Yeah.
Because you got those things on the side. Uh-huh.
And then we all wait until that one brave soul does the turnaround. Yes. And we're like, he's doing it. I'm doing it. I'm going with her. Yep.
All right, we got to get a break in. You're listening to Friday Pulse. Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443, 672-5763, and 674-4444 if you want to call in and chime in on the poll question or traffic issues. That's a big one. News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop Aminiums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop Aminiums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Are you the kind of person who loves a good puzzle, keeping things running like clockwork, and thrives in the middle of the action? The Hub on Smith is looking for a transportation specialist, aka dispatcher extraordinaire, to help keep our wheels rolling and our community connected. You'll be the friendly voice on the phone. You'll coordinate rides with heart and precision. Communicate with our awesome team of drivers. Be a hero behind the scenes. Cape optional. Apply today. www.thehubonsmith.org.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. So grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
Welcome back. Friday, Paul's News Talk, 930 KROE. Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443, 672-5763, and 674-4444. The First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question, do you think manners and civility are on the decline? 90% said definitely, and then my screen blacked out, but I know what the other one. The other 4% was bugger off, and then there was 4% that was somewhat, and 0%,
yeah,
unsure. So
here's the thing. Ask service people.
Oh yeah,
like restaurant workers, bartenders,
the hospitality industry.
Yeah,
hospitality is a one-way road nowadays.
Exactly. You're supposed to be hospitable.
Yes. Why?
Where the others are hostile.
Well, they're just rude.
They're rude.
I'm sorry.
People, I think Floyd's right, probably. There's always been rude people. It's just we're seeing it.
I love hearing you say that. Go ahead.
You're right.
I gotta throw a little ego in there.
So Floyd's right. I think it's always been there, but it's just so much more prominent now, and I think that's it. It's the hide behind the keyboard folks that take that into their normal
daily
lives.
Yeah, I think
they don't know how to separate.
I think the rudeness has always been there. I think it's been there since caveman days. You had the rude caveman down the street, you know, and then the right. Nice caveman over there. Now, I think it's amplified. I think you see it more because there's a lot of entitlement.
There
darn
is a lot
right,
of entitlement.
I have the right to complain and to tell you that, you know, you took too long to bring me my shrimp cocktail, and you know, right. You're a horrible human for taking too long to bring me my drink, blah, blah, blah. And
why didn't you refill my water? I'm dry over here.
Yes. Do you guys have that one friend that you won't go to a restaurant with because of that?
I don't have friends like that. I got rid of them.
Okay, now I used to, because just like Aaron said, I got rid of them.
Right.
Because, man, I was super close to a guy, like a brother. And the woman he married, every time we went to a restaurant, holy cow. She
just went full Karen.
Dude, she had a list. And look, I'm not saying that, you know, servers or cooks or whatever can't make a mistake, but they're human too.
Yep.
You know, and if a mistake is made, it doesn't mean that you have the right to demean
and belittle
right you know. anyone. You know, we working in mass media, you catch a lot of flack for that kind of stuff, and you know, comments being made on videos and comments being made on stories and all this other stuff. And you got to just take the slap.
Yeah.
That's right. It. You take it and you walk.
Thick skin.
You got to have it. At the same time, you know, it's like, well, what are you? I'd love to come look over your shoulder if you're a welder and say, you know what?
Yeah, that's
not
going to
pass.
That's
not going to pass inspection, tough guy. You know, I used to do that for a living. I used to be a weld inspector.
That well service connection there is not up to par.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's so working in the public eye is, and working in the public eye does include things like service, even just being front desk at anywhere. You know, you're the face and the image, and you're the one who's going to catch all the flack. If I don't like this company, I'm going to go destroy that person. Now, all of that being said, I'm not the nicest human being to deal with when it comes to if you're a telemarketer or someone like that, because the company you work for, you know, hey, sorry, you work for them, but I'm not getting taken for a ride
right.
on anything. The people who provide my internet service know that very well. When I, you know, when I call with a complaint, I let them know, turn your recorder on. This is about to be a training session.
you're going to use this for years to come.
You're going to use this for years to come. Because don't cuss at them. Don't belittle the person.
Right.
Well, see, but that's where I think a major breakdown happens is that person, they're not, I mean, it's their job.
Yeah.
They're just there doing their job.
Yeah.
Now, the overall company or business or what, sure. But don't focus on the person.
No, you can't.
I will say this. When AT&T purchased DirecTV a number of years ago, I was of course, DirecTV consumer. And when AT&T purchased them, it turned into the biggest, you know what it turned into.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get any kind of service
was... A poo show?
Yeah, it was a poo show. And that's, to put it lightly, I'm being very politically correct, because it was an abomination of satellite service. And like Floyd, I would get a little stern with the person on the other end of the line, even though I know it's not their fault. They are not the suit and tie that's screwing everything up,
right,
Mr. AT&T or Mrs. AT&T, but they're the person I have to deal with. And it was a little rough. It was hard to be civil, you know. It was,
well, now you can't even really call people. You got to go through like
now it's a machine.
Yeah. Things to, yes, get to somebody.
You can't even hit zero to get a, no, person anymore.
No. Representative.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll say this.
One day it'll all be AI.
Ever since AT&T relinquished ownership, it is night and day. It's back to how it used to be. And
really?
I call someone, I get a human, and they are more than happy to do anything to answer my questions and help me. But when it was owned by the big mom, Pa Bell, it was horrible.
I'll say as well that those individuals who do deal with me from my provider, boy, they deserve an award. I hope they
promotion.
Here's my deal.
You're going to want to ask for hazard pay for this phone
the
call.
The reason why I say that, and you know, where I'm like, hey, turn your recorder on, is because I do hope that they use that as training, because those people,
they probably do.
Oh, they're so good at dealing, yeah, with me. You know, where it's like, okay,
they're like, that guy again.
Yep, we're going to fix this problem. Don't worry about it. You know, and they can
usually... I appreciate your passion,
yeah,
Floyd.
They usually calm me down and get the job done. So I'm hoping that somebody somewhere is listening to that going, you know, Gladys, you did it exactly as you were supposed to do it. That's fantastic. Here's a $50 gift card to TJ Maxx or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like, I hope they do get an award, because I haven't really gotten somebody who didn't kind of, you know, work to serve, do,
right,
their job,
right,
you know. And so, again, that's why I say don't attack the person if you're upset on these call lines. Don't get rude. Just get it done,
yeah,
you know. Because in my
there
opinion...
There are just a lot of people, though, that just go full-on rude.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and, well, at that point, I think if cussing begins or you start getting personal, in my opinion... You should be allowed to just hang up at that point.
Yes.
You're right. Like,
okay, well, call us back when
you've calm calmed down.
Go outside and take 10 deep breaths, tough guy.
I had the misfortune of having a telemarketer job for a short while.
No.
Yeah, Craftmatic Adjustable Bed Company.
Oh, very nice.
Rah. Good afternoon, sir. Let me tell you about this Craftmatic Adjustable Bed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. But anyway, you know...
And that's not like one of those random things where you're like, you know, I've been thinking about a bed.
Hey, you have no idea how many people
you really
reel in. Yes, because we had a list of basically seniors.
Oh, know,
and
targeted.
And so they're like, yes, that bed does sound comfortable. I'm like, well, let me get your name. You know, that's, yeah, like, blah, blah, blah. Let me get some contact information. We'll send over a representative. But yeah, it was. Not a good job to have.
I think
it
didn't
last long because it was very demoralizing.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And I did not like the fact that I had to, like, you know, basically interrupt people during their day,
right,
to try and sell them a bed that they most likely never heard of.
I'm not gonna say the company, but you remember there was a company that went around and sold vacuums.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Expensive vacuums.
Yeah, very.
Door to door. Every time that individual came to my door, I never once needed a vacuum. I've bought 3.
That's awesome.
You're just the sucker buy.
I don't know. And I'm usually not, you know. I'm usually the guy that's like, okay, well, I don't even want to hear your sales pitch. You can go the other way.
Floyd's just got a garage full of vacuums.
I don't know what it is. Here's the bad part. I lost all of them in each divorce.
See? They're all Maybe gone. That's why you had them.
Yep.
Was it like as a lovely parting gift?
Got to get another one.
I was going to say one of the best things that's ever happened is when your phone rings and it says potential spam. That just cut out a ton of it.
Yep.
Yes. For me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and that's why God invented voicemail.
Well, and now scammers. I mean, you don't know if you're talking to a company what anymore.
I can't even imagine being a telemarketer, a legit telemarketer now. Because
so
this was 30 years ago for me, and there wasn't the scam level that there is now. So if anything, people are like, no, you know, I'm not really interested in the bed. Then I'm like, okay, great. Okay. Move on and go to the next one, you know. And some people will be rude. Don't you ever call me again. I'm like, we're not going to. But... But, you know, now I can only imagine the hostility because people don't know if they're being scammed or if it's a legit business that's calling them trying to sell a product.
And that's the thing. You got to move on to a different tactic, man. Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of big companies out there who use email and everything else to reach out and try to get people's attention. And I'm sure that they've tried and maybe they continue to really do their best to try and fight against these scammers because that's bad for them.
Yeah.
And just as bad as it is for everybody else because, like Ron said, now I'm just hanging up on you. I don't trust that it's this company anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hang up on you, and then I'm going to call that company and say, did you guys call me?
Verify it.
You know, I do that with everybody now. You know, hi, I'm so-and-so representing. No, you're not. Click. And then I call the company. Hey, did you have so-and-so call me? So that's just the way it is.
I'll tell you one thing. I get a lot of calls, and I'm like, I am so shocked at how many pre-approved loans I'm approved for. Anyway, we've got a caller on the Jackson Electric call-in line. Go ahead, Mike. You are on the line.
Thank you, guys. A couple of things here. One is my wife died almost 2 years ago, and occasionally I get call and someone wants to speak to Mary, and I say she died, and they go, well I have you on the phone.
Oh man, that's a bad and, opening.
That's a bad transition.
That is,
yeah,
just, you know, you can't punch somebody in the face over the phone, but it sure would be nice. So in traffic now, civility seems to take a back seat to, I don't know what you want to call it. Had an incident here several weeks back, been almost a month now. Decided to go down to the Bighorn Y and go that direction. And got on the road and looked in the mirror, and here came an outfit up behind, slid up behind my back bumper. We were going the speed limit. And they just couldn't wait. They sped up and got in front of us, and the guy was driving a red Corvette. It looked like it was pretty darn new.
It's a little red Corvette?
And he stomped on it. Then he stomped on it and squealed all over the road, kicked up a piece of pavement, came back, and took out our windshield.
Oh, are you serious?
I didn't get his license number. Well, anyway, church was over, and we went back into town, and I told Jane, I said, my friend Jane, I said, you know what? This is a really nice day. I'll bet you this guy's still in town, and he's so proud of this car that he's going to be down. I'll bet he's going to be down in the park. And sure enough, we're driving up Main Street. It just passed the intersection of Laux, and I saw this red Corvette turn and head west on Laux. I said, he's going to go to the park, and he's going to show off his car to everybody that wants to admire it. And sure enough, we went down there, and he was making the loop at the end, and I pulled up in the middle of the road and blocked the street, got out, and walked up and said, nice car. And Gus said, well, gee, thanks. I said, you come in from Bighorn this morning? And all of a sudden, I see the look on his face, and he goes, I could have. He wasn't going to own up to it. He knew I didn't have his license number. And I said, well, your little demonstration of horsepower out there on the road, put a rock in my windshield. Well, you know, there's four other cars like mine in town. Well, that just, you know, a certain individual that's known up to their responsibilities and everything. It points out several things there in that whole thing. People's behavior on the road and their owning up to their responsibilities and everything points to a certain character flaw, I think.
Yeah, I think it goes along the lines of the poll question with civility and manners and whatnot is being able to accept responsibility and be able to admit you're wrong and all that. And we have a lot of that. Thanks lots, Mike. We've got another caller on hold, but we've got to get a break in, and we will get you. So caller patiently waits. We got a break, and then we'll come back and go to Doug on the line. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.
Into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Looking to get rewarded just for spending? With our You Choose debit card's reward program, you can earn points every time you swipe. Redeem your points for cash back, gift cards, travel, and more. It's your money. It pays to spend smarter. Enroll today and make your debit card work as hard as you do. Visit Security State Bank today and start earning with You Choose Rewards at no cost to you. Security State Bank, small enough to listen, big enough to help. Member FDIC.
Mandy Kolsiska from Century 21 BHJ Realty brings you this Pet of the Week from the Dog and Cat Shelter. If you're looking for a friendly pup to keep you busy, Leo the Shepherd wants to meet you. Not sure he likes cats, but Leo would do well with another doggy friend to help show him the ropes. Four-year-old Miss Vesper has a large personality and a small body. This kitty has been at the shelter for over 3 years and is anxious to show you all the love she's got. Find your new best pal at the Dog and Cat Shelter.
Wow, they're at it again. Farmers Co-op is serving Bratburgers, Jalapeno Brats, and Philly Cheesesteak Brats out in front of the store today from 11 to 1. Stop by for a Bratburger or a Brat and a 20-ounce soda for just $6.50. They must have been hanging out too long in the sun. A Bratburger and 20-ounce drink for just $6.50, 11 to 1, today and other select Fridays throughout the summer at Farmers Co-op, 1450 Coffee and Avenue in Sheridan.
Doug, I hear something sizzling at Waring Chevrolet, and it's not just the barbecue.
You got it, Bob. Our free customer appreciation barbecue is Friday, June 27th from 11:30 to 1:30, and we're serving up big savings during our inventory reduction sale going on right now.
New or pre-owned, there are deals up to $10,000 off, and you'll meet or beat any deal in writing?
Absolutely. Great food, great folks, and even better deals.
Don't miss it. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com.
Hey, it's Yvonne with the Advocacy and Resource Center. Bikers Against Bruises is back, riding twice over the Bighorn Mountains. Early registration Friday, June 27th, 5 to 8 at the No Name Bar. Saturday, June 28th, meet at the Java Moon Station in Sheridan from 8 to 9 for coffee, treats, and the ride of your life. $20 per game. We will end the ride with food from Beano's and live music at the Last Chance Bar in Bighorn. All proceeds help victims of violent crimes in Sheridan County. Questions? Call 672-7471.
News Talk 930 KROE Friday Pulse, and we have got a caller who's been patiently waiting. Go ahead, caller. Doug, it is, I believe. Go ahead. You're on the Jackson Electric call-in line.
Yeah, you guys are trying to make it harder in this anonymous stuff. But anyway, so I think that maybe in some of those intersections around town that are difficult, we should propose roundabouts.
I despise roundabouts, but yeah, I get it.
I know, they're great. So anyway, and then I was thinking about those scammers. How in the world does a person buy a vacuum cleaner anymore?
Yeah, you got to go to the store.
Yeah, well...
Well, online,
well,
technically.
Back when I was buying it, they were door-to-door.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally went...
Isn't that the premise of death of a salesman? Wasn't that...
Well,
wasn't
he
a vacuum cleaner but, sales dude?
You know, it was still door-to-door people. You dealt directly with the individual. They brought the vacuum into the house.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Used to, but now you've got the internet. You really don't need that. Whereas, like, you know, vacuums... Man, it was a good vacuum, too, and that's why I bought the damn thing two more times after that, because it works.
I remember a guy coming with the vacuum thing one time, and he's like, would you like to see a display? And then he, like, sprinkles junk all over your carpet.
On your floor.
Yeah, no. No.
Pixie dust.
Yeah. See, dust. I never had that. And
no?
No. Because I told him, don't put anything on my carpet.
Here's some chocolate pudding.
Yeah, yeah, you want to impress me. You want to impress me.
On your white floor.
Yeah, it was more like baking soda or something.
The first salesman was actually someone I knew, someone I'd grown up with. And what they did is they were like, hey, use the vacuum you've got now over here. So I did. And then he's like, now watch what I pick up that yours didn't. And so that's how he... proved to me. I was like, yeah, okay.
You're like, wow, there's a whole dog in there.
Quite literally. So I was like, yeah, that's okay. And so that's how I did it. That's and then, you know, like I said, you just lose them. You just lose them in various ways, and had to buy another one when I saw that individual literally packing it through my apartment complex. And I was like, hey, I want to have a word. And they came over and I bought one. So
man,
yeah,
you're like the perfect vacuum target.
Well, I used to be.
Now, no.
No. Now I'm like, you know.
Now you're like, get off my yard.
I take care of it myself, and I actually go to the store.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't do, you know, what do they call it? Solicitation. People come to your door.
Yep.
Nope, not going to happen. My home is my solace. It is my peace.
Right.
Do not come to my door.
Here's how I know that I'm not answering the door. The bell rings. Because everybody else will just come in.
Or come in. Yeah.
Right? If the doorbell rings, I'm like, no.
Yep.
Sir, I'd like to talk to you about your roof. Nope.
No. I got one, see?
Yeah, it's right there. You can't see so well.
Well, this summer hasn't been as bad yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But there has been scammers, door-to-door scammers, that have been going around Sheridan the last few summers.
Wasn't and the roof was like one of them,
yes.
Wasn't it?
And then anytime there's hail, you know, it's like, did you receive hail damage? I don't have a car.
Right.
I don't have hail damage. You know, why are you at my house?
Yeah.
You know, I don't own an automobile. I mean, I do, but I'm just saying, it's like, there was a lot of people. Yes, there was the whole roofing thing going on, and they were scamming people, and there was some other things. There were some things where people were just walking around in neighborhoods with, you know, Texas plates, and they're like, who are these people?
Looking like
their
sales representatives.
Yeah, you know, and you got to be careful. I mean, I covered one at court yesterday. It was a tap-to-pay scam, and it was a multi-state scam where people were using credit cards to pay for goods. And it would initially go through, and then when it actually went through 3 to 5 days later, it wouldn't. But by then, they're long gone, and the business is minus their goods.
Ugh,
yeah.
Man.
And that was a regional state thing here in the area. And that happens a lot.
You know, someone could actually turn, like, secure, and I'm sure maybe they have, like, being a anti-scam security company.
Oh,
you
right.
Know, where you go through and maybe give talks, presentations, tips, tools, anything to protect your information. I know that there's actually services out there that try to strip just about everything having to do with you offline.
Right.
That there are services that actually do that. And I have heard, I actually am not a member of any of these services by any means, but I've heard that, like, the calls and everything fall right off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the texts and stuff stop.
Oh, I love those too.
Because they're so annoying.
The ones, and again, this is the death of civility maybe, but because of devices, the one that I keep getting, it's like, you have unpaid tolls in wherever, St. Louis. I'm like, I haven't been through St. Louis in a long time.
That's a pretty common scam right now.
Yeah.
Is that you need to pay the toll price of blah, blah, blah.
Or your package was delayed. Click here to. Oh, yeah, no, thanks.
And they almost got me. They called and they had my address from right after getting back from the sandbox. They had all this address history on me where I had cable television. And they're like, you owe us like $275.
Well,
from 2008.
Yeah, but from the guy that had like two Hulu accounts, it could have been factual.
Don't be hurtful, Aaron. I got that fixed. I got that fixed.
I've kind of done the same thing.
But you're right. That's why I listened, right? Where I was like, oh, okay.
Because you're like,
Yeah, because they're like, here's the address. And 2008. 2008 was the last time I had cable television. Other than that, I stopped using it. I'm sick of watching the same thing all over. And if I watch the same thing over again, I'd rather be the one who actually chose to do it, right? So I quit using it then. So I thought, man, but I remember walking into the door to take back that big cable box that we all had back in the day, paid my bill outright, and walked away. And I thought, you know, maybe I didn't. And I can't remember, but I kept basically not saying I wasn't going to pay it. And so she's like, well, you're going to talk to my supervisor. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. Go get him. You know, like that's supposed to scare or intimidate
me. Right.
And so he got on the line and started yelling that he was going to, take it to court or something. And I'm like, $275 from 2008? Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, spend more money taking it to court. Than...
Yeah, but once he got so aggressive, I just hung up.
Yeah.
And then I called the company, and they're like, we have nothing.
Yeah, we've got no record
of you. They're like, the last time we had a dealing with you was 2008, and this was the address. So you have to, just do what the sheriff says. Hang up the phone. Call the company directly.
Do some due diligence.
Due diligence, And if you have a senior in your life, these people, they may not be keeping up with everything that's going on. And as I get older, I start to understand that a little bit more.
Yes.
Where I'm like, I'm not downloading that app. I'm not doing that. I don't care what's popular. I'm as far as I want to be, right?
Right.
So I understand it. But you... as either their caretaker, their child, their grandchild, sit them down and say, mom, dad, uncle, aunt, we need to have a word about this. Don't pay anything.
Well, that's because they go for the seniors. They're vulnerable.
Exactly. It's because, we get older, we don't want to.
Yes. When they play on the weakness, your nephew's in jail in Guatemala, you need to send $5,000 right now through this prepaid card, you know, that you have to pick up at the store and then blah, blah, blah. I mean,
I think that the punishments from the sentencing at these things needs to get so harsh.
I agree wholeheartedly because they are just literally
scum of the earth.
Yeah,
man.
They're feasting.
Well,
on
when
the
you're
seniors.
taking advantage of people's age or stage, it's just their vulnerability, that's the worst of the worst, yes. Right?
They scare them into making them pay money.
And then with the advent, and, we could go on about this forever, but it's the idea that, that part of the loss of civility has always been with us. The minute we invented a boat, there were pirates, right? So
that's true.
That is true.
Those type of people are always going to be with us. I think when it comes to civility, when it comes to treating your neighbors correctly, number one, whether we all, and I'm just as guilty as anybody out there, do not devalue someone's opinion. And stop telling everybody to do their research, because even that, you don't know where they're getting their research from.
Right.
And even if you look at scientific papers, you better look at who's paying for that research.
Yes.
You better look at who's actually putting this in front of your face. So everyone has got an agenda now. And if you don't meet that agenda, people become rude because they think that force is going to make this. there's no longer a conversation. It's all debate. Mm. We can, you know, there's got to be a point where people realize the right needs the left, whether you like it or not. And the left needs the right, whether you like that or not. This cannot be a one-party country.
I agree, but I'll take it one step further. I think the right and the left need the middle.
Oh, more than they need each other.
And I think most people, more and more, are toward the middle.
We are, yeah.
Yes, but the far right and the far left do not like the middle.
No.
They do not like anything in the middle because the right calls them rhinos and the left calls them whatever. You know, I don't know. But I'm just saying it's
dinos?
The middle
maybe.
The middle is not well perceived by each side.
Yeah, but without them,
they're nothing.
They got nothing.
Because that's where the majority of us sit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially as each party becomes more extremist.
And more and more falling into the middle because I'm like, I mean, each party has benefits and each party has negatives. That's just how it is. I mean,
yeah, but if you want to change the party, leave it.
Yeah.
If enough people leave a party, the party will suddenly realize maybe we're going in the wrong direction. Abandon your party.
Mino. Middle in name only.
Middle in name only.
Speaking of party, we will not be on the air next Friday because we are having a party.
We are.
It is the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right, man.
Yeah.
God, where did June go?
I know.
Right?
Well, she exited stage left.
Man, that's crazy.
Think about it. In June, we've already had a war, and so much has happened.
Once in a lifetime events, dang near every day.
Yeah,
you know, but and this is my thing. Oh, okay, we got to wrap it up. But is it any different than it used to be?
No, it's more in your face.
We just hear about it.
Just
more,
like
right?
Yeah. The lack of civility.
I mean, think about all the individuals who lived through the Cold War. You were just as scared waking up every morning. You never knew what was going on, man.
Gorbachev and Reagan.
Yep. Now, there was more civility.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's why we don't have the wall.
Loved it when grown-ups used to be in charge.
We have the wall of Sheridan.
The wall of Sheridan?
Yeah, it's right by the Sheridan Junior
High. Oh, yeah. Well, it's the Great Wall of Sheridan.
It's going to wrap things up. Thanks for calling in, callers.
And enjoy the 4th.
Yes, next Friday we will have a program. And that'll do it. So wrap it up. Have a good weekend. Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan.
From the simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Are you searching for the perfect way to express your patriotism for your country and state? Look no further than the Sheridan Commercial Company. Hi, Kurt Smith here. We have a wide variety of U.S., Wyoming, and Montana flags all ready for you to proudly display. With the 4th of July coming up, now is the time to get your flags. We also serve as a drop-off location for your worn flags. Every day is a great day to fly your flag. The Sheridan Commercial Company at 303 Broadway. Open 7 days a week.
This is Brad at Prime Rate Motors Super Trailer Store. Here to tell you we are completely stocked up with all types of aluminum and steel livestock trailers. We carry the most proven, durable brands like Wilson, Merritt, Murhau, and GR. With over 30-plus in-stock models available, we are eager to make you a deal you cannot resist. All types of trade-ins are accepted and financing is available. That's Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffin Avenue, and online at primeratemotors.com.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update, presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast.